Parshat Chaye Sarah. I'm titling it The Midot on a Shidduch CV. A number of years ago began this concept of Shadchanim and Shidduchim requesting a CV from the boy, well, from the girl, and the girl, so that the families could be able to study them before they make a decision where they should go out on the first date. It was looked upon askance because, what is this, a job application? And yet it has become in vogue, not only in the yeshivish, Haredi, and Hasidish, but even in the much more modern Orthodox communities. The CV has become very popular. And one of the things that quite often appear on this Shidduch CV is discussing the character, the midot. So the female, the girl, the potential kala, so she writes about midot, where her SEM program, usually spent in Israel, has one afternoon a week where the young lady volunteers to help the wives of kolonikim or mechanchim or rabbonim to babysit for some of their children or help pack cartons of food to be sent out to needy families. The yeshiva bochel coming to Israel, the American yeshiva are coming to Israel, so it depends. If there is a the yeshivas of that format, that Bittul Torah is a very serious issue to deal with, it's one thing. And if some of the other yeshivas, where the, let's say, perhaps the more modern, where they think the kids need a few hours off one afternoon a week, so their direction in terms of the midot klapichutz, the people that they encounter, that, you know, bring their hosts that invite them, who are strangers to them, for Shabbos, bring a nice box of candy, flowers, or something more creative, and for sure offer to clean up the Shabbos table. Thank the host for the invitation, and in general, be well behaved, act like a mensch over the Shabbos, especially to come on time to minyan. Now, of course, much of this direction that is stressed, emphasized in the midot of the boy or girl coming to Eretz Yisrael for a year or two, it's robotic. It's of rote. They know what you have to do. But when it comes to writing up a CV for the Shidduch, you think, oh, she's a real balat midot. She did a lot of work of volunteer. He is a mensch. He used to go to homes for Shabbos of strangers or distant relatives, and he really acted like a decent person. But nothing here is creative, or nothing is really deep down under the skin, tochok yebaro. A story I heard just a short while ago was told to me directly. There was a certain SEM girl that she used to go every week to volunteer with a certain family, a Rabbanisha family, Rebbe in a yeshiva, you know, to help with the kids a few hours once a week. So she called up the Rebbetzin, and she makes the following suggestion, following offer to the couple. She said, I, along with two of my SEM girls, will take care of your children so you and your husband can go away for Shabbos. That's, we'll come over, whether you'll prepare the food, we'll prepare the food, whatever it might be, but we'll relieve you so that you guys can go for a honeymoon from Friday noontime to Motzoi Shabbos or Sunday morning, whatever it might be. And that's what happened. And the family were thrilled, the husband and wife. And this, I presume, was not by rote. It's creative, it was unexpected, and truly appreciated and valued. Harav Avigdor Nevinzel Shlita, the Rav of the Yir Atika, has a Sefer of Sichot on Parshat Shavua. And in this week's Parshat Chayei Sara, he discusses in detail Eliezer. How here Avram gives directives to Eliezer, and yet he doesn't find that simple enough. Well, you want this, you want a girl from this community, and from my family, and don't bring my son to live there. The girl has to come back to live here, and so on and so forth. But that's not enough. Eliezer turns to Rabbeinu Shlomo, and he has a plan, a requested guidelines with Hashem. And then it comes to the detailed encounter with Rivka. So Rav Nevinzel points out that the chesed of Rivka is what makes her the perfect match for Yitzchak, the son of Avram Sarah. Rivka was not acting with chesed that she might have learned from Yir at Sem. She was the true Balat Chesed, going way above and beyond and exhibiting a core idea in a fascinating and creative fashion of what it means to be a Balat Chesed. This you don't see on the CV. This is something that's extraordinary. And the question could be, we have to pose to ourselves, can we, as parents, as mechanchim, as true fundamental mentors, give a feeling and a dedication that our children, as they mature, as they grow up, as they come encountering to the world, be sincere, true, gomlei chesed, be true mention, and to be mekayim olam chesed yibaneh. Halavai that we should be able to accomplish this for a Dor Yesharim. Amen.